A turf battle in the world of potato chips has ended in Chicago. The parties found common ground earlier this week. Last month, Frito-Lay ran billboard and radio ads claiming Chicagoans in taste tests preferred Lay's potato chips to those made by Jay's, a Chicago institution since the 1920s. Jay's made a federal case out of this, saying in court that Frito-Lay research was faulty and the ads defamatory. Chicago Public Radio's Diantha Parker has the report.
Chicagoans like their hometown foods, and publicly denigrating them attracts attention. But airing this message on Chicago radio stations last month landed Frito-Lay in federal court.
This radio commercial is to officially inform you that in local taste tests, the citizens of Chicago preferred Lay's classic potato chips over Jay's unflavored potato chips.
And can I just say it? So crispy, so tasty, I could eat.
This battle cry bothered Jay's, which countered that Lay's taste testers were not Chicagoans. They were shopping mall customers in the suburbs of Niles, Elgin, and Joliet. The judge agreed, calling the campaign not only unsavory, but totally tasteless, when he issued a temporary restraining order, telling Frito-Lay to pull the ads while the case was going on. But ad space is nothing to shelf space, which is what the two companies are really fighting over. Both Jay's and Lay's bags flank the back wall at the Farmers Pride Market on Chicago's west side. Co-owner Nick Voreas started stocking Jay's when he bought the store 4 months ago.
But we do sell probably twice as many Frito-Lay than we do Jay's. My bestseller is the Cheetos Flamin' Hot with Lime.
But Jay's more than holds its own.
The regular potato chips probably sell 2-1 against Frito-Lay.
The ferocity of this fight isn't surprising. According to the American Snack Food Association, potato chips are America's favorite salty snack, generating $6 billion per year. Neither Frito-Lay nor Jay's can comment on the ad campaign because of the rules of the settlement. But a Frito-Lay spokesman confirmed it's part of a national push. The company has run similar billboards in Minneapolis against local brand Old Dutch and in the Boston area against Cape Cod potato chips. Frito-Lay is the top seller in both those markets, but not everywhere.
The one major metropolitan area in the entire United States that Frito doesn't dominate is Baltimore, Washington, and that's because we do.
Gary Labs is a vice president at Utz Foods. Labs says Utz has no plans to sue. They'll just keep giving their customers what they want.
Almost a buttery flavor. There's no butter in it, but it calls forth that kind of reaction from people.
It'll be 2 years before Frito-Lay can try to advertise that Chicagoans prefer Lay's to Jay's, or any variation of the statement. But the case has already been a publicity boon for Jay's. After an outpouring of support in recent weeks, the company ran a full-page thank-you message in the Sunday Chicago Tribune and included a coupon for a free bag of chips. It's the first advertising of any kind Jay's has bought in nearly 3 years. For Day to Day, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.